Jacob didn't seem grateful for the subject change. He looked away, uncomfortable again. "He said it was a safe place to talk to you. I swear, the old man is losing his mind." I join in his laughter, weakly. "Anyway, he said that if I told you something, he would get me that master cylinder I need," he confessed with a sheepish grin. "Tell me, then. I want you to get your car finished." I grinned back. At least Jacob didn't believe any of this. It made the situation a bit easier. Against the wall, Edward was watching my face, his own face expressionless. I saw a sophomore in a pink dress eyeing him with timid speculation, but he didn't seem to be aware of her. Jacob looked away again, ashamed. "Don't get mad, okay?" "There's no way I'll be mad at you, Jacob," I assured him. "I won't even be mad at Billy. Just say what you have to." "Well, this is so stupid. I'm sorry, Bella. He wants you to break up with your boyfriend. He asked me to tell you, please." He shook his head in disgust. "He's still superstitious, eh?"